AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Boy Scouts of America ending its blanket ban on gay adult leaders. This is National President Robert Gates and remarks provided by the Boy Scouts.
As I said during our national annual meeting in May, due to the social, political, and legal changes taking place in our country and in our movement, I did not believe the adult leadership policy could be sustained.
The new policy does allow church-sponsored scout units to maintain the exclusion for religious reasons. House Republicans and their Senate counterparts have come to a fork in the road over must-pass highway legislation.
The money for those summer highway and transit projects runs out at the end of the week, and the Senate is heading toward approval of a multi-year highway bill.
Giving state and local governments the certainty and the stability they need to better plan road and bridge projects.
The measure that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is touting also includes reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. But the bill approved by the House only runs for 5 weeks and doesn't include the Ex-Im Bank. And Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, an Ex-Im opponent, says the House won't consider the Senate bill. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Number of California wildfires so far this year is up. Crews responding to 5,200 fires on state and federal lands. CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lynette Round tells us about the battle against the Lowell Fire northeast of Sacramento.
It's 1,700 acres and 25% contained. It's very challenging for the firefighters, but they're actively battling the fire in the air and on the ground. And we do have some evacuations in effect in the area.
Rescuers have endured a fourth night of an anxious search for two young Floridians who went missing on the high seas. NFL Hall of Famer Joe Namath is a neighbor of the missing team.
We just keep on looking until we get an answer.
This is AP Radio News. Authorities in Oregon are investigating suspicious packages sent to government buildings around the state. Oregon State Police said some of them contained an unknown substance. Hazardous material teams have responded to the scenes. The USOC and Boston have cut ties, meaning an end to Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympics. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says U.S. Olympic officials should not have been surprised that he wasn't ready to commit to funding the Games until he got a report from a consulting group.
We made very clear in March what our time frame was associated with this, and we made pretty clear that we were not going to have this report until sometime around the beginning of August. And nobody ever said that was a problem until about a week ago.
Next, it might be time to see if there's more Olympic love in Los Angeles. South Korea says it is now virtually free of the deadly MERS virus that killed 36 people and sickened 200 since an outbreak in May. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.